should have friends who challenge your beliefs. I'm not saying friends who you would consider bad people or friends who would just influence you to do negative things, just people who will challenge you. I encourage you to have those people in your life too. Those should be part of your infrastructure to help you continue to grow, to continue to learn.
Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harsher Jr., and today I'm bringing you a solo episode. And periodically, I like to bring you a rewind, like an old episode that I recorded that performed really well. And that's what I've got for you here today. And I'm strategically doing this because I didn't have time to get a solo episode recorded. I've got another great one planned for you for my next solo coming up. But I was in Portugal. I took a vacation with my family in Portugal. It was amazing. If you've ever been there, we were in the southern part of Portugal, went to it's called the Algarve region. And we were along the coast the whole time, went to a city called Lagos, which is where we spent most of our time. And I did a couple scuba dives with my son and took a sailboat tour along the coast and found some amazing beaches, did some hikes along the coast. Just super, super awesome. Loved Portugal, especially where we were at. We actually went to Sevilla, Spain for a day. So just a great trip. But I didn't have time to get a solo episode recorded. So here's what I'm doing. I'm bringing you one of the highest performing solo episodes I've ever recorded. This is way back episode 283. And this whole concept, it really resonates with you, the audience, the listeners, because of how important it is and how useful and practical it is. But here's the thing. It's about building your team, building your support structure, your infrastructure into your life so that you can maximize what's possible for you personally and professionally, right? Crushing it in your career and in your business, being as healthy and fit as you possibly can be or want to be, and also being the best husband and father, you know, which is really the most important thing. And so how do you do all this? Who are the people you need in your life? What is the infrastructure that you need in your life? That's what we're going to talk about today. And here's the unique thing. It actually, for a moment, I thought, gosh, is this really relevant now or is it different now with AI? Because when I recorded this about 5 years ago, you know, AI was like nothing like it is now, right? It was just kind of a thing that some people were talking about and maybe very, very few people were using it in some very different formats than obviously we have now. But here's the key. This is so much more important now. Having the right people in your life is so much more important now. Here's why. Number one, to learn AI, right? So part of what I'm doing right now is I signed up for two coaching programs around AI actually at the same time. So it just worked out somewhat fortunately, somewhat unfortunately. They started the same day, the same week, and they're both like 12 weeks long. And they actually, the weekly calls are on the same day. So it's like an hour apart. So anyway, I'm in these cohorts with humans, right? With other people who are raising the bar. You know, I'm learning, right, from some experts, but also there's a bunch of us who are kind of implementing and learning and sharing as we go. So it's so important to have other humans right now in your life so that you can learn and implement AI and how you can really leverage it to be better. So AI for me is about helping me be better at what I do. And I have to connect with people in order to learn that. So connecting with people, having the right people in your life is even more important right now because of AI. And also, here's the other point. With AI, with technology and where it's gone, not just since AI, but really technology and how it's been disconnecting us for the last couple of decades now, it's so much more important to have the right people in your life. One of the real things that sets my coaching program apart is the fact that we actually get together real life in person at my annual retreat, which we had just about a month before me recording this. And it was absolutely incredible. It was a couple of dozen amazing people getting together for 3 days, sharing ideas, sharing wisdom, you know, opening up about the biggest challenges in their life and what they want to accomplish and their biggest goals and their business goals and their personal goals and how they achieve their business and career goals without sacrificing the things that matter most, like their family and their health and fitness and those sorts of, in their faith and those sorts of things. And it's so important to have the right people in your life. So this episode has gotten even more relevant since the day I hit publish 5 years ago. So here we go, my episode on building the right infrastructure through the right people in your life. Today's episode is about building your team.
like your infrastructure. I was in a conversation with one of my clients who he's just a really high performer, crushing it in every way in his life. And I mean, financially, philanthropically, influence-wise, I mean, reading, fitness. I mean, he's that guy who's just crushing it in every area. But he wants to maximize his impact. By the way, actually crushing it. He actually told me he out bench pressed a couple of his sons over the holidays, which is pretty funny. And by the way, his sons are grown adults. So anyway, he talked about infrastructure. He's like, man, I just need to build the infrastructure to maximize my time, optimize my time, increase efficiency, maximize my impact on the world. I mean, this is not some ego-driven reason that he wants to, you know, improve efficiency in his life. I mean, he just wants to rise above the minutiae and the low-value tasks that we all kind of get caught up in, the minutiae, the low-value work, and we want to focus on our highest-value work, and that's the same thing. He wants to focus really on his highest-value work, and in order to do that, he has to, you know, build out this infrastructure in his life, this support system in his life, so he can maximize that. And so we've been working on that. I mean, this is about, you know, spending your time on your highest value things. This is not just your job and your career, but also your relationships. He's talking about his relationship with his wife, his fitness, his impact on the world. It's about reducing friction in your life, or what Stephen Pressfield calls resistance with a capital R. If you've read Stephen Pressfield's book, The War of Art, you know what that is. But it's this sort of outside force in our lives that slows us down and puts resistance in our way to doing the thing that we need to do. He really talked about it in the sense of for artists and authors, but it's really for everybody.
Quick interruption. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, be sure to get the notes, quotes, and links in the action plan from this episode. Just go to jimharshawjr.com/action. That's jimharshawjr.com/action to get your free copy of the action plan. Now back to the show.
And I interviewed Stephen in my episode 256, if you want to go back and check that out. Incredible guy. He's written some amazing books. He's just such an incredible person. He's written great personal development books, as well as, you know, they're kind of personal and professional development books, as well as novels. I mean, just some incredible, incredible books. Anyway, so this idea of friction, resistance, we want to reduce that. And we can do that by building this infrastructure in our life. And I'm going to focus on the who. Like, the who do you need in your life? Who do you need on your team, your life team, to reduce the friction, help you maximize your impact and your efficiency, and kind of how you go through the world and what you accomplish with the God-given talents that you have. And it might sound a little callous to call people infrastructure, but it's just a framework. I mean, this is just a framework, a way of thinking about this concept. I want you to think about this. When we talk about the infrastructure and the who that you not only need in your life, these are people that you already have in your life, and making sure you're focused on them and seeing them as part of your team. But I want you to flip this over and think about how you can be part of someone else's infrastructure. That is, how can you make their life easier, their life better, their life simpler, their life more fulfilling, their life more efficient? How can you be that for others, right? It goes back to the great Zig Ziglar quote, paraphrasing here, but, you know, you can get anything in the world that you want as long as you help just enough. You just have to help enough other people get what they want. So how can you be part of other people's infrastructure? How can you serve? How can you love? How can you help them? And when you think of this as a team, then it's not just about you, like everybody serving you. This is about you serving them, them serving you, helping each other, working together as a team. And, you know, I'm going to give you some instructions here. I'm going to give you some bullet points, some things, some takeaways, a lot of takeaways here. You're not going to have this perfect. You're never going to have this perfect. Like everything else, this is a work in progress. This is something you're always going to be working on. You're never going to get to a point where, like, yep, I'm done. I don't need to think about this anymore. This is a work in progress. This is a starting point for you, this episode. I want you to use this as your guide, your template. The action plan, as a matter of fact, is going to be like a checklist for you to take away, and you can print it out or just save it on your phone, et cetera, however you want to do it. But use it as a checklist for you to think about how you build your team. Some of these are going to be roles that I'm going to share with you. Some are going to be more important to you. Some are going to be less important to you. Some of them you're like, yep, I already got that box checked. Other ones you're going to be like, yeah, I'm totally lacking in that area. So let's get started. I want to share with you these different roles and people that you need to have on your team and how to build this team. All right, first one is this. This is something that became apparent to me over the years. When I started, when I became a young adult, looking around the world and seeing people who are successful at what they do and people who I respected, people who I really looked up to. And I started realizing there's a common theme between all of these people. And it prompted me to do a little more research, prompted me to check this out and kind of do some learning for myself to see what this part of my infrastructure might be missing. And I didn't think about it as infrastructure back then. I really didn't think about it as infrastructure up until about a year ago, having this call with my client. But it's a huge foundation in my infrastructure. And that is this. It's faith. And I'm not going to go on about this. I'm going to get to some other tactical things you can work on. But if that is part of your life now, awesome. If it's not, just explore it. I mean, educate yourself, right? And for me, I just crushed a lot of assumptions about people of faith that are maybe stereotypical or judgmental, that sort of thing. And that's like all those stereotypes are out there, just like there's stereotypes for everything. But once I like those kind of dissolved, it really opened my mind up to really considering God and Jesus Christ and what he represents and how he lived. And even if you don't believe in Jesus, like he lived as an example of a servant leader. There's so much to learn. Actually, in my interview with Ken Blanchard, just episode 278, he really talks about Jesus as this sort of model leader. So if you're in leadership, I definitely encourage you to consider your faith as a big part of your infrastructure. So that's the first one. And next one is, this kind of goes along with the first one. Have your pastor or somebody who is of strong faith who you can have a conversation with. So these are people I would recommend having in your life. So I sat around my bonfire pit last night with five other guys. There were five or six of us around the bonfire talking about, it was a leadership conversation. I've told you about this before, but this is through F3, a Q source book that you kind of go through and have these leadership discussions, these guided leadership discussions. And there were a few of us around the fire who have strong faith and a couple who did not. And it was just an awesome conversation, open conversation. Nobody forced anything on anybody. Nobody questioned anybody. There were questions asked, but not questioning. I think those are two different things. But it was just great to have that kind of open conversation. And I encourage everybody to have people in their lives that you can have those open conversations with around faith. Anyway, so let's move on. And by the way, these are not all in any order of importance. Like this, I would say other than the first one. The first one is number one for me. But other than that, these may or may not be in the same order of importance for you. So, all right, let's move on to, I guess we'll call this the second one. Your spouse or significant other. Like, see that person as a teammate. You serve them, they serve you. And when you can make their life easier, you're going to tend to be happier. And they're going to help make your life easier, most likely. Okay, so really see that as part that individual as part of your infrastructure, not just a roommate or not just some person in your life, but actually somebody who is a teammate, somebody who is part of your life. And really, it's hard, especially when you have kids, to put that person as the number one person in your life because your kids take so much time and energy and focus, and they're just these amazing creatures and beings that you love so much. But really, your spouse, your significant other should be that number one person in your life. And you should really invest your time and bandwidth and energy and love that way as well. All right, next thing in your infrastructure, friends who align with your values. All right, friends who align with your values. People who you can spend time with who have similar values as you. And when you do that, you're going to be able to live more in alignment with your values, whether it's faith, whether it's fitness, whether it's adventures and outdoor adventure. Like these are all core values of mine. And luckily, I have this great group of friends who I get to spend time with that align with my values. I will also add this. You should have friends who challenge your beliefs. I'm not saying friends who are who you would consider bad people, or maybe or friends who would just influence you to do negative things, but just people who will challenge you. I encourage you to have those people in your life too. Those should be part of your infrastructure to help you continue to grow, to continue to learn. So friends is an important part of your infrastructure. I mean, literally investing in time and energy, bandwidth with your friends, and making sure that you're loving them, you're serving them, and that you have the right people in your life who are going to help you work efficiently and optimize your life and help you live in accordance with your values. All right, the next one, a coach. You should have a coach. I'm going to say it. I'm a coach. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you need to hire me. There are plenty of great coaches out there. I happen to believe that I could serve you well. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance of that. I have a client who just came on board today who said, "Jim, you know, I've been listening to your podcast for a long time. I didn't really even know what Reveal Your Path was. I didn't even really know you had a coaching program." So shame on me for maybe not mentioning it enough, but I do have, I'm not going to go on about it, but if you know, I do have a coaching program. It's 8 weeks. We go through step-by-step these four modules that really bring you clarity of action and peace of mind in your life. It's absolutely incredible. And don't take my word for it. Take my client's words for it. I've got, you know, testimonials that you can read and whatnot. And really, this is not something that I invented. I did not create this. I discovered this, or I rediscovered it through looking at my life when I was successful in different areas of my life. And then I interviewing all these amazing world-class performers on this show. You've heard that there's this framework, there's this system. And I've discovered that, put that into modules, into a curriculum, so that you can live it out in your life. So anyway, if you do want to talk more about that, jimharshawjr.com/apply. So enough about that. You should have a coach. The highest performers in the world have a coach. You know that, whether it's in business, whether it's in entertainment, whether it's in sports, you know that the world-class performers have coaches. Why not you? All right, enough. Next one, mastermind group. Oh, essential, essential. Started my own mastermind group. Gosh, what was it? Five or six years ago. And this group of people have just been such an incredible part of my infrastructure over the years. We meet regularly, and we've had some people come roll into the mastermind group and roll out of the mastermind group. But there are 1, 2, 3 of us who have been together since the very beginning. And it is such a great resource for me to find clarity, to find clarity of action and peace of mind, and get out of my own head, to take these thoughts that are swirling around in my own head and just get them out into the world. And if you want to create your own mastermind group, you can do that. Actually, if you go to jimharshawjr.com/action, you'll go to the action plan page, but you'll actually just get the link to, there's actually also a PDF in there for the how to create an ebook I wrote about how to create your own mastermind group. Transformative, I promise you. I'm part of 2 of them right now. And I'm actually really part of 5 others, actually about to be 6 others of my clients. Because I'm part of this, I facilitate these calls of my clients' mastermind groups. But man, I learn just so much. It's so valuable just to be part of these mastermind groups. That is essential. I mean, that one is really, really high on the list. If you're doing this thing alone, this thing called life alone, you're not getting out of it what you could be getting out of it. All right, next, a mentor. Yeah, this could be a formal mentor or an informal mentor. I mean, and also in various areas of your life, in relationships, in health and fitness, in your career, you should have a mentor. Certainly career is the one where we always think of this first bit, but you know, maybe a pastor can serve, your pastor could serve as your relationship mentor, or maybe it's just a good friend who's doing really well in certain area of their life that could really serve as a mentor. Again, this could be formal or informal. Next one is a mentee. You should have a mentee. One of my clients just became he signed up for Big Brothers Big Sisters, just got paired with his little, and he's already seeing the value of being a mentor, being a big brother to this 9-year-old. And he's only had 1 meeting. He's like, I'm already seeing the value in this. He just knows how much more value he's going to get out of that. Let me reflect on my own experience as a wrestling coach. This is just like a metaphor for this, or an analogy. as a wrestling coach, whenever I started coaching, when I was in college and I would work these summer wrestling camps and I'd be a counselor, I was teaching young wrestlers wrestling technique and moves. And it forced me to go, wait a second, I need to do this same technique properly as well. It's hard to do it this certain way, this disciplined way, but it's the better way to do it. But it takes more effort and energy. But if you do it this way, you're more likely to score points. And when you do that, when you're teaching that, it forces you to go, maybe I need to do this too. And it just is all, you know, teaching is the best way to learn. It's constantly reinforcing what what you need to do, what you know you need to do, and holding like yourself accountable. So find somebody to mentor. Again, could be formal, could be informal, but there are people out there who need your help. It might be in your home. It might be in your neighborhood. It might be in your community or elsewhere, but find ways to mentor, find ways to help other people, to reach down and pull other people up. All right, next one, assistants. Who do you have as an assistant? All right, now for me, this means a virtual assistant. I have four of them right now who work for me. This might be an executive assistant. This might mean, you know, if you're a coach, a sports team coach, it might be your assistant coach. If you're a leader or a manager, it might be, you know, who you hire as your right-hand man or right-hand woman. But who is your assistant? Like, this is such a critical part of your infrastructure. And this conversation I was telling you about, I was having with my client a year or so ago, it really centered around this. This is actually where it started, was around he needed help with an assistant. And I just have this crack team of awesome people who helped me out. Actually, a couple of them are listening right now. Paulin is listening right now to this. Hi, Paulin. Zinar's been with me from the very beginning. Christy does some work with me, and they all have different roles and they all do different things. Paulin's playing the biggest role right now in terms of hours. I mean, 25 hours a week she works for me. And Zinar, he is just, man, I can just send him. He's been with me from the beginning. Zinar, this has been like, since, if you go back to listen to episode 1, Zinar started maybe, I don't know, episode 10 or something like that. He started way back. Anytime my website goes down or issues happen with the website, I'm just like, Zinar, hey man, I don't know what to do here. Can you fix this? I'm barely tech savvy, but I have so much trust and faith in this guy. I just turn it over to him. He fixes it. Paulin's the same way. But anyway, you have to build that team. You have to work on that. And if you don't work on that, it's not just going to happen. I really put a lot of effort into hiring the right people and finding the right people. And I've had the wrong people working for me before, but I've also had, you know, tried to hire or have hired people who weren't the right fit, and it just didn't work. So you've got to find that right team, that right, you know, part of your infrastructure who are your assistants. And this is mostly going to be in your professional life, but not necessarily. You can go to Upwork.com. You can go to these different websites that have, you know, virtual assistants that you can hire, executive assistants that you can hire. There's so many resources out there for that these days. You really should do that because it just streamlines your life. If you want to be working on your highest value work, optimizing your life, this is absolutely one of the biggest ones. You can hire somebody for like 2 hours a week or 5 hours a week or as needed to be an assistant to do, I don't know, to do web research for you, to do different things that can be done online if you want to hire a virtual assistant. There's more. The more you dive into this, the more you realize there's some great, great resources, great things you can do. All right, enough about assistants. Next one, financial advisor. I talk to so many people. I'm still so surprised at how many people don't have a financial advisor. Work with somebody. You should be working with somebody who, unless this is your expertise, and I'm just thinking of a friend who popped into my head right now. He doesn't have a financial advisor, but he just like, this is his life. He actually manages other people's money because he's just so good at this. But if not you're him, you should be working with a financial advisor. Again, this is the idea of productive pause, like hitting the pause button and evaluating your finances. You know, productive pause for the newbies out there, for the rookies that are listening. Productive pause is a short period of focused reflection around specific questions that leads to clarity of action and peace of mind. Some of my clients who are listening probably just worded that, you know, or like probably moving their lips as I said that because they've heard this many times. Or my longtime listeners, you were doing the same thing. But this productive pause with a financial advisor, they're asking you the questions you need to be asked. I'm pulling together your finances, looking at your future, looking at your present. You need to be working with a financial advisor. Next, and they're just a critical part of your infrastructure. Next is something around your fitness and health. whether it's a fitness coach, a fitness group that you're part of, fitness plan that you've committed to that was designed by somebody who's smarter than you in this area, or some kind of commitment. This is a key piece of infrastructure in your life. You know, this could be, like I said, a fitness coach, a nutrition coach, local, the people at the local running store, could be your doctor, your chiropractor, could be even a friend who is, you know, more knowledgeable than you about this stuff. You know, for me, actually, well, I was trained, I ran my marathon earlier in 2020, and I did a Spartan race before that, a Spartan Super, which was like 9 miles and 28 obstacles or something like that. Well, I leaned on my buddy Travis. Travis Macy, he's an endurance, professional endurance athlete. He was actually a guest on the show back in episode 52. Way back in episode 52, you can check it out. But he's become a friend since then, and I've leaned on him for some advice around training and fitness and nutrition around training. His story is incredible. His father has Alzheimer's. His father was a just one of the most well-known, successful endurance athletes in the United States in his prime. Well, Travis and his father have done the Eco Challenge. So anyway, I'm 44. Any of you out there, you know, grew up, you're around my age, you remember the Eco Challenge, which is kind of this big thing. It was on ABC or something like that way back in the day when we were kids. Well, they resurrected the Eco Challenge, this multi, I don't know, forget how many, 10-day event or something like that. And it was in, I don't even remember, I should know, Borneo, I forget where it was this year. But Amazon bought it and they resurrected it. Amazing race. And 10 days, I think it was, of just the hardest race in the world. And Travis and his father had a team who did this. So if you have an Amazon Prime subscription, go check out the Eco Challenge. You can see Travis and his father going through this amazing, you know, this endurance race, and his father with Alzheimer's. But I've had Ruben Gonzalez, a four-time Olympian. I've had Bruce Babichan, who's also been on the podcast. I've had leadership expert and author Josh Spodek. These are the kind of people who have come into the podcast, into my mastermind groups as a special guest. But you know, a fitness coach, back to that, you have to have somebody in your life who's just smarter than you, more knowledgeable than you, hold you accountable, et cetera. Fitness coach, et cetera, like a group, et cetera. All right, next. I grew up, I'm a country boy. I grew up in a rural area, western Pennsylvania, about a half an hour north of Pittsburgh. We didn't have neighbors. You know, the nearest neighbor was maybe a quarter mile away. But the nearest neighbor had a tractor. He also had a plow. And when it would snow, deep snows, he would come plow our driveway. Our driveway is maybe 75, 100 yards long. And we'd wake up in the morning oftentimes, and he would have driven down with his plow on the front of his tractor and already plowed our driveway clear. In the spring, sometimes he would come over and actually run his plow for the earth, for tilling the earth. He would run that through our garden. We had a massive garden, and it was just so much easier when he did that. And so we wouldn't have to take the rototiller. He would also come down to the house in the spring with his tractor, and he would till our garden. So we didn't have to hand rototill it. It would be all set up, and he would turn the earth over for us with a big machine you would drag on the back of his tractor instead of us having to do it by hand. And I say this because these are people who were part of our infrastructure when I was a kid, who helped us with hard things. They were helpers. They had tools. They had resources that we didn't have. We helped them. They helped us. And this was part of our community. So you have to cultivate this community. I'm a country boy. I thought I would always live in the country. I would never live in a development or a neighborhood, let alone in the city. Well, the first house we bought was in the city. And now the second house we bought is in a development. And guess what? I actually love it. And one of the great things is between, you know, probably 5 or 6 neighbors who I'm close with, we have all the tools that we need. One guy has a table saw. I have a leaf blower. One guy has this. Another guy has that. Like, we all have all these tools, and we don't all need to go out and buy the stuff. We just borrow and loan each other tools. And if something breaks, then we can borrow it from each other. And having this community is so helpful. Here's a case in point. This morning, we ran out of coffee, and I have a big bag of coffee grinds. We normally just buy the grinds and not the beans. We have a big bag of beans that need to be ground, and we just haven't bought a coffee grinder yet, and we're going to. We just haven't gotten around to it because we've always just bought the pre-ground coffee. Well, we ran out of coffee this morning, but we had a big bag of beans, and I texted my neighbor. I'm like, hey, man, emergency. We need your coffee grinder to grind some beans. Well, he showed up with actually a coffee pot already made of made coffee and filled up our coffee cups, which is pretty cool, and loaned us his grinder. But that's the kind of thing. When you have that community, you have people who can step in and help you. And it is, I'm so thankful for that. I mean, we've had some tragedies in the neighborhood, and we all just support each other through those things as well. I mean, that is so, so important to have community, to have community. Work on that. This is such an important part of your infrastructure. Have other people who you can serve, and then other people who can, you know, when the time comes and you need it, they can serve you and help you as well. All right, down to the last couple here, doctor slash medical or chiropractor. You got to have the right doctor. You got to have a doctor who aligns with you. If you're not clicking with your doctor, find another one. This goes with, you know, whether it's a therapist or a counselor, psychologist, et cetera, as well. Chiropractor, get the right medical people into your life. And that takes some effort. That takes some work. That takes some thinking. I know, who else? So who else? Who else do you think? Who else am I missing here? There's probably someone you're thinking like, oh, Jim didn't say this. Like, let me know. I'd love to hear that. So reach out to me on social media, Twitter, Jim Harshaw Jr. Or I'm sorry, just straight up Jim Harshaw. Instagram, Jim Harshaw Jr. By the way, I'm posting a ton of behind the scenes stuff on my social media. I've gotten much more comfortable with video these days. So I'm doing a ton of just behind the scenes in my life, in my world, in my home, and my kids, and my business, and all of that. So if you want to get a sneak peek and then kind of see what my world looks like, and, you know, on a day-to-day basis, go ahead and follow me on Instagram and give me a shout out. I'd love to hear from you. But also, you know, who's missing? Who's missing from this list? You may be like, yeah, Jim, what about your beer drinking buddy? Well, maybe you want that person in your life. Maybe you don't. Maybe that beer drinking buddy serves as some other role in your life. But you know, that might be one of your neighbors. That might be somebody in your community. That might be that circle of friends that we talked about. But if this was helpful for you, share this with a friend. Episode 283. That is how this thing grows. I appreciate your help with that. That is probably the biggest thing you can do to help me grow this and just to get this message out to other people. So thank you for listening. If you want more solo episodes, go to jimharshawjr.com/solo. I don't know about you. I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and you know, sometimes I just want to hear the host. I don't even necessarily want to hear the interview. So if that's the case with you and me, then just check out jimharshawjr.com/solo. That has a list of all of my solo episodes. And it's for the most part, it's every other one. Sometimes I do two in a row that might be an interview. Actually, the two before this were both interviews. But for the most part, I try to alternate so you can check out those solo interviews or solo conversations just